Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, dancing gets some students suspended, and Derek J. has the story about that. Also, you can call in about anything you'd like to discuss. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and, of course, you can join us online. You can actually hook up with us via Skype. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Now, for those of you just tuning in, you're going to be joining us in the midst of about 6 or so minutes worth of audio that is pulled from a over two hour long testimony hearing in front of the State House Criminal Justice Committee. The proposal that actually garnered all of this testimony, Daryl, who's our Friday co-host, he thought that there was going to be hardly anybody testifying on this. Turns out there were a bunch of people, and the proposal was to create a committee to study legalization, to study the idea of legalization. So this wasn't even a legalization bill, but yet all the regular, sort of the usual suspects came out to testify. Almost everyone who testified, by the way, at this hearing was in favor of legalization, or at the very least in favor of studying the question. There were only two people who testified who were against it. One of them, some group called, I think it's called like NH Futures or New Futures or something like that. And this is a group that basically is completely against all altering of one's consciousness. They speak out against alcohol and they speak out against drugs. And
they're prohibitionists.
Yeah, pretty much. And
what separates them from prohibitionists?
I don't know if they actually are advocating for alcohol prohibition again.
They haven't had a chance.
But yeah, I bet if you give them the chance, they would. And there's also a state cop who shows up to every one of these hearings and trots out all the old lies about marijuana.
Does he go in uniform?
No, actually he doesn't, or at least I've never seen him in his uniform.
Well, that's good. At least he's one of the people, you know. Sometimes when I see...
Well, he's
cops,
still appearing as a state police lieutenant or whatever.
Oh, well, that stinks.
He's just like a detective.
Yeah, but it depends to me. It matters whether they're on paid time, like taxpayer time.
I suspect he is.
Okay.
In his case. But Rick Van Wickler, who works for the government, he comes on his own time.
Yeah.
Rick is the superintendent of the jail here in Chester County, New Hampshire. He was there testifying, of course, in favor of ending prohibition.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you'll notice that the government bureaucrats that want to have more government come on government time, and the government bureaucrats and everybody else who wants less government come on their own time.
You know, just going back around to a conversation we were having earlier, Mark, about restricting voting. One thing you could get me on board with as far as voting restrictions is to prohibit government agents from being able to vote. Because something I'd like to see them prohibited from doing is being able to come testify to these committees as well. I think it would be awesome if there was some rule that made it so that government agents on their, not on their own time, the government agents there under a paycheck, you know, getting on the time clock or whatever, showing up to testify for whatever bills or against whatever bills at the State House, it would be awesome to restrict them from doing that.
What about if the committee says, well, we need a little more information about, you know, this, about the woodchuck in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. So let's call somebody in from the Forestry Service to tell us about woodchucks in New Hampshire. And they call them in at that point. I mean,
you can make an exception for them being invited.
Why don't you just have them write a letter and do it on government time? Like, because that would seem more reasonable. That's what they're supposed to do. They're not supposed to go and testify and ask for more government.
That's what they do, though. Longer, though, as far as writing letters, because then, well, I have another question about the woodchuck. And then
no, I see where you're coming from, Mark. If they want to invite them in, I would be willing to move on
then
that.
Then they're just going
to
invite them all in.
But it just seems
not
wrong.
Not if they're libertarians running the committees.
Why should a government agent be able to go and vote himself a pay raise, for example?
Totally agree.
And they did this recently at the State House. There were four people who spoke against the constitutional carry bill in New Hampshire, and two of them were uniformed police officers who were on government
duty.
Time. And they just disappeared at 5 o'clock. Oh, wonder why.
The libertarians on these committees, Ian, should be asking, are you being paid to, be here and testify? Or is this something you're doing on your own time?
But, yeah, that's a good question.
You know, that should be something they're asked every single time if they weren't invited by the committee.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to continue this audio here. Kyle Tasker's just gotten up and explained to the committee with props, including cookies, a vaporizer, and what appears to be a bottle full of cannabis-based tincture. He has been speaking to the committee, has been pointing out that the committee doesn't know everything and they shouldn't pretend like they do, and that's why they need to have a study committee to look into the issue of legalization, including the question about whether or not edibles should be allowed. As he points out, edibles are 50% of the marketplace, what 50% of the marijuana is going into in places like Colorado and Washington. Let's continue the audio here.
So I do support this bill, and I don't think we should allow ourselves to get caught in the past. And I'm thinking of this, we need to think of it as this whole thing is very passe. Pretty soon, nobody's going to want to smoke anything. Tobacco, marijuana, nobody's going to want to smoke any of that. Just take a little puff off their e-cigarette. And they can do it inside, they can, without stinking anything up. We always hear, well, I don't want to smell that. When it's legal, I'm going to have to smell that. Well, no, you don't. But we can say, well, we don't want them smoking in public. Well, this is what's going to happen in public.
He picks up the bottle of tincture and he says, this is what's going to happen in public.
You know it. You're not even going to have a clue. So I really think we need to study committee just to get as much information as possible and educate ourselves and get a handle on the issue instead of just trying to go willy-nilly.
This is an editorial comment. When I testified in favor of the decriminalization bill,
this is the head of the Criminal Justice Committee. Is an older gentleman. Most of the people on this committee are at the very least in their 50s, if not elderly. This is an elderly gentleman who, he just said he testified in favor of decriminalization. He's the head of the committee.
I started off my comments by saying, I can't say I've never inhaled. The defense of the circumstance
on the floor. I can't really say anything.
He said that he can't say he's never inhaled.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a joke because he's pointing out that he smoked pot at some point in the past.
Now that they have had that.
I tell you what, this is the next time when people are doing it. And I used to smoke marijuana, like I thought, if I kept doing it, I was going to win something. Yeah.
Any questions? Go to the manager, please.
The cookies are from a bakery that's local. That way, anybody.
These are from the luncheon from the cafeteria right here.
Okay, so they're in the basement at the State House. There's a cafeteria that anybody can go down to and order food during lunch break or whatever. And so he just admitted the cookies aren't real marijuana cookies. So scratch that one off the list. That wasn't civil disobedience. That leaves the vaporizer and the tincture.
What's the ID offer? This is from my personal stash.
Whoa.
No,
yeah.
What?
What do you think he meant there?
This is from my personal stash of what?
All right. He's not real clear about that. Like, here's the audio.
He doesn't
again.
Really. Yeah.
Okay. Personal stash. No, this is just a prop for you guys.
That's what he claims, but I don't know if I believe him on that. Let's go
on. Ask him.
I can't tell you what he said when I asked him.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
How they make it is they take a vegetable glycerin and they take the marijuana and they heat it up right out.
So he dodges it again. One of the older guys says, I just wanted to know what you had in the bottle. And Tasker says, well, you can try it. So he's being real dodgy about what's inside that bottle, whereas with the cookies, he came right out and admitted these aren't actually marijuana cookies. Now, interestingly, the older guy who said, I just wanted to know what was in the bottle, I've seen him be relatively hostile in the past at these hearings. Again, I've been to countless legalization decrim hearings, and I've sat in front of this committee multiple times and testified. This guy has been hostile in the past and unfriendly. Today, he was downright jovial and friendly on this issue and joking, and I don't know if he's going to vote for it, but I suspect his attitude has changed. And a lot of these guys' attitudes have changed over time as more information has been brought to them, as more activists have gotten involved on these issues, as we've been made possible because of the Free State Project. Project, where liberty-oriented people are coming to New Hampshire to get active, not just on the cannabis issue, but, Derek Jay, you said there was a packed full gun freedom issue that had come out recently to essentially make it so you can legally concealed carry without a permit in New Hampshire. That was just loaded full of activists.
Yeah, about 100 people spoke in favor of that.
Impressive. These things are possible when you get numbers together. There's a little more to the video here. Some of the jokes from the committee continue. And I'd rather have them joking than being angry and, you know, acting offended that this is even coming forward and that people are coming in to talk to them. They seem genuinely interested in this issue, and they are also knowledgeable about it because they've been listening on it for so long. More coming up.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know you're getting closer to decriminalization or legalization of cannabis when a state representative is willing to smoke pot on the steps outside of the state house. That happened, I think, last year here in New Hampshire, and he was willing to be photographed doing it. His name is Mike Sylvia. And by the way, Mike is ranked as one of the top liberty-oriented reps out there in New Hampshire, which is awesome. He's also a Free State Project participant. And then this year, just about 3 weeks ago, another state representative who's a New Hampshire native didn't smoke pot inside the state house. In fact, he says he doesn't smoke pot anymore, but he used to smoke quite a bit. But his point, one of the points he was making to this criminal justice committee was that in the legal marketplace, it's more and more likely that fewer and fewer people are going to smoke because they'll have other alternatives like edibles. Because one of the big concerns of some of the people who object to having legal cannabis is, well, smoking's bad for you. Well, here are all these other things. He brings in three different props. One, a bag of cookies. Two, he brings in a vaporizer. Three, a bottle of tincture. And he points out to these folks, look, there's going to be more innovations like this. People aren't going to want to smoke anything anymore as you get more options in the marketplace. And, of course, she's absolutely right about that. We'll continue with the audio here and let you know how the committee handled his testimony. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So Free Talk Live is brought to you today by BuzzBox Coffee. There's only one thing better than enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee yourself, and that's giving BuzzBox coffee as a special gift to a family member or loved one for Valentine's Day. It's so easy, and all you need to do is call 866-336-6104 or go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can select the Give BuzzBox option at the top of the page. You can choose any roast or style of BuzzBox coffee, whole bean or specific grind, and you can make your gift 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12 shipments.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so you can give up to a year's worth. Or, you know, whatever, however long they want it. We all love coffee, so why not give your coffee, a coffee lover, a Valentine's Day gift that you know they'll love? Light roast, medium roast, dark roast, espresso, decaf. That's what I get. And it's water decaf, and that's important. Signature blends, roasters, limited reserve, BuzzBox Coffee offers it all. And for the K-Cup gifts, we should have them to include the reusable solo fill. So when you give BuzzBox Coffee as a gift, you'll know that you're giving what's truly the best of the best coffee. It's USDA certified organic, shade grown, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. And it helps support so many good causes like Kiva.org in our case. So giving gifts has never been so easy. And have an impact and make a difference one cup at a time by giving BuzzBox Coffee for Valentine's Day now. Call 866-336-6104 or go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so continuing here with the video, audio track from the video of Kyle Tasker, a state representative, bringing out marijuana-related props in front of the State House Committee on Criminal Justice with a state cop literally sitting less than 5 feet away from him, eyeballing him the entire time, looking like he doesn't know what to do. Because does the state cop get up, grab his handcuffs from wherever he might be stashing them, and then put a state representative under arrest?
No, I think that would be very offensive to the entire audience, including the board of, you know, fancy bureaucrats who are before them.
Right. Well, the state cops don't want to do that because they have a narrative that they deliver on a regular basis to these committees. Their narrative is that we don't need to legalize this. It's already basically legal. You can't go to jail for cannabis in New Hampshire. What?
They say that?
They constantly say that.
Yes, there are people in jail for cannabis.
Yes, there are. They are lying. They lie to these committees. And so what the last thing they want to do is actually put somebody in handcuffs in front of the committee. Now, there is an argument that Tasker wasn't committing civil disobedience. And the argument for that is that apparently state representatives get some level of immunity from arrest when they're traveling to and from the state house and when they are attending the general court. Now, general court is the legalistic term for the state legislature. And I think it depends on how you interpret this exemption. Like, if you want to call the general court to include everything that goes on in the State House and the building across the street, which is the legislative office building, which is where we were, then you could make the argument that, in point of fact, the officer could not have arrested him legally. But you could also make the argument that the general court means the full court, where the entirety of the 400 state reps is in the same room together.
Just that one room.
Yeah, so I don't know what general court means, but either way, I still suggest that this was civil disobedience, because the cop may not know that. And if the cop goes ahead and arrests the state representative, there will be no punishment for the officer. They may end up dropping the charges later on because, oh, well, he's a state rep and he has this immunity. But I don't think that the fact or the allegation that he may have had immunity in this particular case really negates the fact that it was civil disobedience. He was nervous about going up there. I was sitting next to him prior to his testimony.
He didn't look nervous.
Well, no, I mean, he wasn't nervous as in, like, he was nervous about speaking. I think he was nervous about the fact that there was a cop who could put him in handcuffs for what he did. I mean, yeah. Ostensibly, there may have been enough there for, for a probable cause. Like, that very well could have been, and I believe likely was, cannabis tincture in that droplet, or that dropper here. Let me continue with the audio, though. Later on, because, he's a state rep. Oops. Hang on a second. I don't know why that audio is coming through over again. Oh, yes, actually, I do know why that's happening. I apologize. I will fix that right now. So we'll continue here with Kyle Tasker, the remainder of the video of him testifying at the State House.
Any other questions?
I see you
just wanted to clarify. Last time we had the synthetic marijuana, you had the actual substance, and you educated the community on how easily it's available. So that was my question.
If you make a phone call, you can drive to Maine and literally load up your car and come back to the border.
I think I had a comment. Probably not. The wider thing I ever did about that. What we're doing is a medical marijuana bill. Well, how are they going to get it? Tell the kid next door.
What did he say?
He said if they have medical marijuana, how are people going to get it? And the old man who's the chair of the committee says, probably the kid next door.
Call the kid next door.
I see.
That seems to be the
status quo. And legalizing it would affect the market. It would shrink the market for the underage crowd because, like with alcohol, it's hard to get alcohol now for underage kids to get marijuana, which is a tragic state of affairs. And we did talk about kids using marijuana. That's bad. Nobody's ever disagreed that that's bad. And if anything, we're saying it'll reduce use. Even with other places that have decriminalized, their rates have gone down with usage. So if we want to protect the children, this is the right direction, not restricting it more, because then it just makes it easier for them to get it, because everybody's selling it. Literally, all their friends. Oh, yeah, I'll make one phone call, we'll have it in a sack, as opposed to a liquor store. Let's stand outside the liquor store and see if we can get somebody to buy us liquor. No, just trust me.
I guess I don't know why. One quick question.
What would the age limit of the young to prevent?
All right, so the question is, what should the age limit be?
To what? Decriminalize marijuana?
For cannabis.
Or just legalize it entirely?
Either way, the question is, what is the age limit? We'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You just dial in toll free to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, dancing gets some high school students in trouble at a dance. 855-450-FREE. Join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And berries. Sherry's berries, as a matter of fact, are available to you right now. Don't be boring. Show your loved one that you thought of something better than the typical box of chocolates.
Right.
This
going
is way
to,
better.
Going to the drugstore and grabbing the box of chocolates at the last minute. You're not just boring. It's worse than not getting a gift.
Yeah, it's cliche. It's too cliche. And Sherry's Berries really is a special product. It's delicious berries, the best of the best strawberries, dipped in delicious white goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or nuts. And you can get 40% off by using our discount code FTL. What you do is you go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and you'll get some delicious freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 when you click on the mic and type in FTL. Plus, if you use code FTL, you get double the berries for just $10 more. Do it. Make sure you get that $10 bonus, because you're going to want to have double the berries, because they are so good. You'll want to share them, or maybe you'll want to hoard them. Either way, you're going to enjoy Sherry's Berries. Your loved one will enjoy Sherry's Berries. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Your time's running out. So get your order in now if you want to get these in time for Valentine's Day. So go again to berries.com, berries.com. If you wait until the day before, shipping's going to cost a little bit more when you do that. So again, that's berries, berries.com, code FTL. All right, let's continue here with the remaining minute or so here in the video of Kyle Tasker, one of the state representatives. He's got a B-plus Liberty ranking from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, testifying in front of the Criminal Justice Committee with some props, including what is allegedly a tincture bottle full of a cannabis-based tincture, which would be something that would get him arrested in most circumstances. But the law enforcement officer who is sitting directly, almost directly behind him, watching this entire thing go on, doesn't make a move. He sits there and just kind of looks around. I zoom in on him. Yeah, I zoom in on him at least three times in this six-minute video to kind of get his reaction to what's happening. At two points, he just kind of looks nervously around. At another point, he is, maybe I'm projecting some things onto him. But at another point, he's on his phone. I want to imagine that he's texting his boss, asking what he should do about this state rep that's, that's brought some cannabis tincture in. Here's the rest of the testimony. So what he was just asked right before we went to break, what should the age range be? What should the age limit be as far as, you know, if we were to legalize cannabis at the state level in New Hampshire, what should the minimum age be?
Talk about age and the youth. Where would you put the line for the age group that could use it or not use it?
I think most feasibly it would be 21, but I would go 18 if that was an option. Just because I think you're going to keep in criminality three years of people's lives when you could keep them out of the criminal element.
He gets up, grabs the bag of cookies, and asks the state reps if they want them. And then he walks over and will toss it over to them. And then a pretty good joke comes out of him.
We don't want them now, Kyle. You tell us it came from the cafeteria.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm disappointed that he chose a number rather than just saying leave it up to the parents or something. He could have dodged that one as well and just said, no restriction.
Well, I think that when talking about age of consent here in New Hampshire, I mean, there's different ages of consent, 21 to drink alcohol, 18 to, I don't know, be sort of majority. But
yeah, but those are bad ideas too.
In New Hampshire, a person can choose to have sex. They have complete license over their sexuality at 16 years old. Now, that's not true in every state. Some are 17, some are 18. Some have these kind of weird numbers that it's okay if they're 16 as long as they're 21. And like, you know
those there are different rules for gay sex, too.
Oh, yeah. In some states, it's almost always 18. You got to be 18 to choose whether or not to have gay sex, but you could be 16 to choose to have straight sex.
Are there any states where it's 16 for gay sex?
I think it's 15 in New Jersey where I grew up, and that was younger than consensual heterosexual sex.
That's what
I thought was amazing.
That is very strange, but I think it's interesting that you can choose to have sex, which has like really a lot worse complications.
Serious consequences.
The consequences are terrible. Can be quite terrible for sex compared to smoking marijuana. I mean, you can catch, you know, communicable diseases, some of which will kill you. You can get pregnant, which will tie you up for the rest of your life, honestly. Just you hope it's 18, but it's not. Marijuana, not as big of a commitment as sex, but sex is legal at 16 in New Hampshire.
So, but Dirk J., had you been in Kyle Tasker's seat, you would have gone all the way and said that the government shouldn't decide an age.
Yeah, and he could have used the example of firearms in New Hampshire, where there is no restriction on a child owning a firearm so long as it's given to them by their parent. It's up to the parents in New Hampshire what age they believe their child should be able to own a firearm.
I think this is one of the reasons why it's so great to actually have liberty-oriented state reps here in New Hampshire. You don't get this in pretty much any other state for the most part. But the more hardcore libertarian voluntarist types we actually get in these state house committees, the more likely is someone is going to propose what you're talking about. Now, it didn't happen in this instance, but at the very least he did say he'd be fine with 18, and instead of, you know, sticking with 21, which is kind of the safest age, right?
Yeah, but think about all the people who are in high school who are caught with marijuana, you know, then they're in the criminal justice system. He's saying he's doing them some kind of favor, like, oh, I don't think they belong in the criminal justice system. Well, what about all those teenagers who are in high school?
The 17 and 16-year-olds, sure. I totally agree with you, but my point is that, you know, if you had been a state representative, and maybe you should make a run there,
yeah,
Derek
right.
J. But if you had been in there and you had said, oh, well, I don't think there should be a minimum age, then Kyle Tasker would have looked like a moderate by saying 18.
Right.
And so having sort of that radical libertarian position in there, I think makes it more likely that the compromise position will be more freedom oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some people in politics who say, oh, well, you can't take the hardcore libertarian position because you don't want to scare people or whatever. I don't mind taking those positions because I understand that politics is, there is a lot of compromise that goes on in politics. And Tasker was sort of acknowledging that when he said that, you know, 21 was the more likely one that would end up happening, but he would like to see it be 18. So you push for as low of a range as you can, or as much of a freedom perspective as you can. You're not going to get that out of these politicians. I mean, these guys are stuck in their ways. They're not libertarians, but at the very least, they're moving in the right direction. And that's really all you can hope for out of the political system, is to move it in the right direction. And you can't get that anywhere but New Hampshire. That only happens here.
What's the punishment for possession of alcohol by a minor in New Hampshire?
It's a few hundred bucks, right? I see kids going into the local courthouse and taking plea deals all over it. Yeah. I think that's why it ends up being just a fine, Ian, is because most of the time these kids are going in with their parents.
That's right.
And they write them a check to the state saying, oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I had a bottle of alcohol at the party, at the college party I was at. And
here's
$500 for your trouble, court.
Yeah, I was out in front of the courthouse this morning actually doing some don't take a plea deal outreach, and a couple of the guys that were coming in, they were sort of middle-aged guys, and we were all joking about how awful the court was because it's like a really snowy day here in Keene, and you know there was some discussion about whether or not they were going to close, and of course I pointed out that no, they're not going to close. These guys are always open, and you know they have lives to ruin. They've got money to extract, and these guys just thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's ever been to court before knows that. They know that's true.
It's just a bunch of people collecting money because you got our thing going here. We can get you.
Yeah. So we'll come back with more here. Derek J. There's a high school dance that some folks were attending in. Was it Kansas?
Minnesota.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I can understand why you might confuse those two.
Minnesota, Kansas.
Nothing to do with each other.
K is near N in the alphabet.
No.
We'll come back with more here about what happened. They got in trouble for dancing at the high school dance, and it's not the kind of dancing you might have predicted. We'll come back with more. 855, 453, and there's enough time for you with your thoughts, whether you want to talk about cannabis legalization or dirty dancing. It's Free Talk Live.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. Moments remain here, but enough time for you if you call in right now. With you in studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Derek's website at derekj.me. Our site is freetalklive.com. On there, lots of free features, but, you know, it does cost money to run a fancy website. In fact, there is an even fancier website being built right now. Mark, did you watch any of the videos that our techs put together?
I did.
Did you like
great.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the new website's going to be pretty sharp. I can't tell you when it's going to come out. That's always a bad thing. You never want to announce when new technology is going to come out because you always miss your date. But at some point, we'll have Free Talk Live 3.0, which I'm excited about. And so look forward to that. Stay tuned over at freetalklive.com for that. When it hits. And if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you can support the show by becoming an amplifier. It's so easy to do. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card or PayPal, or I guess any major credit card through PayPal. And on our site, we have Visa and MasterCard ability as well through our secure system there. Plus, of course, tantalizing hint for you. In the upcoming website redesign, we are hoping to allow Bitcoin subscriptions for AMP for the very first time ever. So there's some pretty exciting stuff coming up for the Free Talk Live website. So go and check it out and support the show through the AMP program by signing up at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it for $5 a month. And actually, Mark, right now, people who become Platinum, Free Talk Live Amplifier Platinums, which is $25 a month,
yep.
There's a special offer on the table for them, isn't there?
That's absolutely right.
What are the details, real quick, if you can
recall? I'm trying to come up with the recollection here.
I believe it's March 1st through May 1st, right?
Right. So if you're a platinum amplifier by March the 1st and remain a platinum amplifier until May the 1st, you will receive a new cool Free Talk Live amplifier shirt.
Yeah, not just any old shirt though. The gentleman who is basically sponsoring this for us, Michael.
Right, he wanted a really cool shirt.
He wanted a really awesome shirt. Like, he's spending good money on the quality of the shirts. This isn't some chintzy cotton shirt. This is a tech fabric, a wicking tech fabric.
Right.
You know, so it's extra fancy and special. And it looks pretty cool. It's a word cloud shirt. And if you want to get one of these things, you got to be a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier by the end of this month.
Where do we go to see it? Because maybe we should link to it, shirt.freetalklive.com. I'll find the Facebook post where I put it. And
yeah, we can
link
do that.
To that. Okay.
We can do that. Remind me afterwards. But yeah, it is on our Facebook page right now.
It'll be there by the end of the show. So shirt.freetalklive.com.
All right, so let's see here. Derek J., what's the story out of Minnesota with the dirty dancing? Was it even dirty?
No, not in my view. I mean, I saw it on the video, what they did here. And
oh, really?
And they describe the way that they were dancing. But here's a story from Fox News.
Okay.
A Minnesota mother is outraged after she said dance moves got her son and another teen suspended. Quote, "We were not intending on anybody getting mad about it. We were just joking around and getting a laugh out of people," Lucas Culkin said. "It was taken way too far." Now, if I could do some of my own editorializing
Please.
Here, these guys seem gay to me.
Okay.
Just going to put that out there. It doesn't seem like they're out. And I know that there are a lot of teens who don't want to be out in high school. It could be a lot of pressure. They could be afraid of getting made fun of. But here they were doing something that was intending to get a laugh. High school juniors Culkins and Travis Wilberg are best friends, involved in school athletics, and like to make people laugh.
You just think everybody's gay.
I think a lot of people are gay. The teens said that they had no idea their dance moves at the Bagley High Winter Dance would have these repercussions. Hmm. Quote, "My friend picked me up and just held me like a baby, and we were just walking around on a slow dance for probably like 15 seconds, Wilberg said. And I wouldn't describe it like a baby. The way that they showed in the video, it was sort of like what you would see maybe Grace Kelly or maybe people doing in Singing in the Rain, where you dip the lady that you're holding sort of like in certain ballroom dances.
Okay.
Okay. School administrators weren't happy. Wilberg and Culkins were suspended for what the school said was, quote, sexually inappropriate behavior. Now, keep that in mind. They said this was sexually inappropriate. The mother said, the student said, "I asked for reasons why, and they just kept beating around the bush, I guess. They just wouldn't give us a reason, really. It seems like they were reaching for a reason to punish us. We did the exact same thing in the previous year, and nothing happened," Wilberg said. So they've been together a while.
Uh-huh.
Other students said they saw more inappropriate actions on the dance floor that went without punishment.
Like grinding?
Uh-huh. Lucas Olson said, "Everybody was laughing at them and having a good time. I saw a lot of kissing and groping on the dance floor."
Public displays of affection.
But
by other people, though.
Right, that was other people, but I didn't see chaperones do one thing about that. Culkin's mother, Elena, said she was shocked when she learned about the punishment. Elena said, quote, I was really lost for words, and I thought, you got to be kidding me. Really? You're kidding me, right? She said she talked with school officials who told the boys their actions were caught on tape. She said, "I'd like to see that video then." "Oh, absolutely not. That is against school policies, and that's a violation of other students' privacy."
So the dancing that you're talking about, it's in the video on this Fox News page, correct?
Yeah, and they reenact it.
Right. I'm watching it right now, and basically it's an embrace. What you're seeing here is an embrace with one of the people who is embracing sort of being held up by the other person. So
yeah.
I don't find this to be sexual at all. It's intimate. It's definitely not something you generally do with your best friend unless you are intimate in other ways with
your best
friend.
You could be fooling around.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just fooling around.
All right,
guys.
I don't know.
It's pretty intimate.
At this point, all we can say is what these guys have said.
But, you know, we've read stories in the past on Free Talk Live over the last decade about how, dancing these days is basically grinding, as it's called. This is the term where essentially the teenagers will simulate doggy style sex on the dance floor with their clothes on.
And yeah, so that's pretty accurate.
That, from what I understand, is the most common type of dancing at a school dance these days. To me, that seems more offensive than what these two guys were doing. The doggy style thing is actually emulating, you know, sex happening, whereas these guys are just, they're having an embracing moment.
Yeah, but
here,
they're both men, Ian. See, that's the problem. It's sexually inappropriate.
Is that what you think this is all about, then?
Absolutely. That's what this is about.
Yeah, I would agree that that's likely what it's about, too. If you're talking about, you know, they're only going after two guys who didn't dance for very long together, kind of fooling around, and you have people who are bumping and grinding like they're, you know, strippers. And these are the ones they go after?
Yeah, and then they won't show the video. So the mother said her son, and they are most upset, that the school attached what they would consider to be very serious sexual allegations on his school record.
Oh, geez. This is going to go down in his permanent record?
Yes, unfortunately. So when they apply for colleges, they're going to see this. But this is where the story takes a weird turn.
Oh, really?
Chaperones allowed another boy to bring a blow-up sex doll as his date to the dance.
So you can have a blow-up sex doll, but you can't dance with your same-sex friend.
That's correct. And there are pictures of this sex doll.
Ridiculous.
That this man dressed up in a dress and brought it in and danced with it.
Yeah.
Olson said there were two chaperones and one school officer, and right when they seen it all, they started laughing. So obviously they knew what it was, the sex doll they're talking about. Students said the chaperones and a school officer allowed the doll into the dance and even charged it admission.
That's fair. I think it's fine.
Yeah. Elena said, quote, "It was utter disbelief that my son could be suspended for dancing with a boy, and yet a sex doll was appropriate for a school dance."
Agreed.
Boy, I don't know what they can do about this. I mean, what are they going to do? Appeal to the school board and then get a letter of apology at best? I mean, the damage is done, right?
Well, school officials wouldn't comment on camera about the issue, and they won't release video of the dance.
Wow. And that's it. So they're just suspended. Did it say how long? You might have gone over that, but I may have missed that detail.
No, I don't see how long that they were suspended.
Hmm.
So, you know, presumably 3 days. I think that's a typical suspension out of school, you know. But I just found this to be, like, shocking that in 2015 this would happen. And it's pretty clear to me that it's because they're both guys.
Yeah, right? I think so.
I mean, the fact that they could bring a sex doll and that was okay shows me there's some sort of bigotry going on here in Minnesota.
Best thing to do, get your kids out of the government schools and get them into a place that is more accepting towards people who are different.
Yeah, they should drop out.
So, you wrote about that, by the way, over at DerekJ.me, correct?
Yes.
About young people dropping out of school.
Don't stay in school.
Yeah, it stirred up quite a bit of controversy, the version over at FreeKeen.com, I can tell you that. So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, FreeTalkLive.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now. 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound. Try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason
from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay Sean. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.